I'm Sophie Crow at AboveTopSecret.com, responding to Thomas Crown's podcast, asking the questions, who are you and what do you want? There are several popular songs that answer that question, and I really like them. They say things like, I'm a bitch and I'm a mother, I'm a soldier, I'm a lover, and I'm weak and I am strong. They go through all of these conflicting things and claim them. And it's all really true. I mean, we're all of those things. I mean, I'm a mother tiger. I'm vicious. I'm a dragon. I'm a deer. I'm a rabbit. I'm kind. I'm smart. I'm mean. I'm stupid. It depends what day you catch me, what time of the day you catch me. It depends what the circumstances require, what's necessary. I'm all those things and many, many more. Like Relentless said, I don't think I can fit into any box. I feel like a round peg in a square hole when I'm faced with questions like that. I'm an artist and a thinker and a farmer and an intellectual too. I'm a really competent professional, but sometimes I'm not. I mean, really, I haven't found the right shape box yet. But Thomas's questions brought up an old memory. A guy asked me that question some years ago. He was a real turd, and he really pressed the point. He was doing this psychology 101 routine on me, and he had three circles, one inside the other, and the middle circle at the very center was like a tiny, solid, weighty thing. And he said it represented who one was at the core of their being. And for himself, he told me at the very core of his being, he was a communist. And then in the middle circle, he was a father. He was a professional. And this and that. And then in the third circle, he was a few other things. And he demanded that I do the same thing for him and explain to him who I am in this way. And I didn't want to play. I really tried hard to get rid of him, but he wouldn't go. And so finally I said, okay, fine. And he said, who are you at the very core of your being? Who are you fundamentally? And there he was, pencil poised, waiting with bated breath. So I said, I am God. And he laughed. And he said, you're kidding, right? And I said, no. I'm not kidding. At the very core of my being, that's who I am. And he got a bit prickly and wanted some clarification and wanted me to justify my position. And so I asked him if he believed in God. And he said, well, for the sake of argument, yes, I do. And so I said, so you believe God made everything, including me, right? Well, yes, that does follow. And I said, well, if God made me, then therefore that's who I am at the very core of my being. That's who I am fundamentally. I am of God. And so finally he backed off and said, okay, I'll give you that. Now, who are you in the second circle? So I pulled a Gertrude Stein and asked, what else is there? Anyway, I did get rid of him. I think he thought I was some kind of psycho weirdo chick. And that was okay with me. I did not like him at all. But I've thought about it. Like, I thought about what I said over the years. It was just a one-liner, a way to get rid of the guy at the time. But, you know, it makes more and more sense to me as time goes by. At the core of my being, that is who I am. I'm God. I'm of God. And it gives me a great deal of peace to know that. Now, as far as what I'm looking for, what I want now, I find that I'm spending a lot of my time just looking around for good shit. I never thought that I would spend money to buy shit before, but I'm into gardening, and I really like it. My nasturtiums. All my neighbors, their nasturtium leaves are about 2, maybe 3 inches in diameter. Mine are like 6 to 9. They are huge. and healthy and brilliant green. I'm a gardener. I have a green thumb. I have a really good time digging in the dirt. But when you want to grow things, you need shit. And you need good shit. And I mainly use some steer manure with a bit of sheep manure last year. I'm hoping to find some bat shit next spring. It's a pressing issue. I want good shit because it helps my garden grow. And that's what I'm looking for these days. Not just for my, you know, my plants, my flowers, and my veggies, but my mind, too. I think we all need good shit to help our brains grow. And I have a lot of fun with that garden, too. Now, Thomas talked about how he saw himself as an explorer, and I see myself that way, too. I spent a lot of time going places and doing things and getting around earlier in my life. Now I can't do that anymore physically, but I can do it mentally, and I do. I am having a great time going places and doing things with my mind. These days I'm exploring idea, I'm exploring information, and I love the internet. I mean, yeah, that takes me places I could not get to otherwise. Americano said that he was defined by his mistakes, and boy, I mean, yeah, that's what does it all, right? Our mistakes give us opportunities and direction and places to grow. Yeah, they define us, and I like to think of that as risk-taking, and you can't grow if you don't take risks and make mistakes and figure it out. I think that works. It's a good way to go. And I just want you to know I've done a whole lot of growing in my life already. Relentless and Benevolent Heretic talk about not being static, about becoming. And yeah, I see that. Life is becoming. It's constantly growing and changing. And I think when you stop, if you don't change, if you don't grow, if you become static, I think that's death. Even if you're still breathing and moving, it's death. Now, what else do I want? What else defines me? I want world peace, world prosperity. I would like a good, clean, living world for my child to inherit. And the last thing I want, of course, is immortality. And as Woody Allen said, I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve it by not dying. I have come pretty close to death numerous times. I've done tunnels of white light. I've done black tunnels, red tunnels, blue tunnels. I've come out at places of that wondrous white being. I mean, it's not just light, it's white being. And I've come to places of brilliant yellow, golden light, often with water and green. So I know that I probably won't die, not really. I mean, this body may die, but I figure I'm good to go, and I'm happy with that.